This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. This is another VIP cast interview prior to the season. We're very excited. We have Will from Michelle's season here. But first, before we get into that, Serena, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Excited for another fun, exclusive interview to talk about the upcoming season.
Yes. So, Will, just to refresh our listeners' memory, you were on Michelle's season.
Correct. I was on Michelle's young season back in 2021. Seems like so long ago already.
It really does. Were you hesitant to go on Paradise or were you excited?
I was more hesitant last year than this year. I was able to see some of the great stories that came out of Paradise, your guys included. So this year I was ready for it. I was excited for it. As soon as I got the first call, I started getting ready mentally and physically for Paradise. I was a little bit more hesitant last year than this year. I think this year I was more ready.
Yeah, because you had a beef with the Italian kid from Florida.
Correct. Yes, okay. I did have a little bit of drama with Pizza Peter.
Pizza Peter.
Wow. I kind of forgot about him. Yeah. I can't believe I did because he's such a big personality.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because I moved ever since my season from Michelle's season. And I move and I live like 20 minutes away from his pizzeria now.
Wow.
No way. So did you ever run into him?
I haven't run into him yet. But yeah, I just know that he lives in Boca, or the pizzeria is in Boca, and I live in and currently live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So it's like a 20-minute drive. Hopefully one day I can try his pizza.
What brought you to Fort Lauderdale? Yeah, if he allows you to is the key term. What brought you to Boca or Florida?
So I did a career change after Michelle's season. I was in Michigan for a little bit, and then I was working in the school system. Then from there, I wanted to be a realtor, become a real estate agent. So I ended up going to Florida, ended up studying to take the test, and then became a real estate agent. That's what I currently do now for work.
Nice, nice. And then I know we read something before you hopped on that you on BachelorNation.com that you had a crazy trip to Colombia, right?
Yes, yes. I went to Colombia to one of our clients, one of our real estate clients, was looking to purchase property in Colombia. So me and one of my coworkers went to Colombia to help him out.
I will say, before you keep going, I've looked up real estate in Colombia and there's like beautiful homes for
cheap.
Yeah. Yes. So keep going.
So, I was only invited on the trip because I speak Spanish. So I was more so like the guy to help out, ask questions. And I have a teammate of mine from college that lives in Colombia. So I was just like, I might as well go for work and then hang out with my buddy from college. And he was super excited that I was going to meet him down there. Then things went south real fast. I ended up meeting him out. He was in a big group of people. I would say 20, 25 people around my age, younger people. And I went up to him at the bar. I shook his hand and then his table was full. His table was full. He had his friends there. And then I sat a little bit away from him, like a few tables nearby, still within the same group. And then he never like introduced me really to his friends from Colombia. So that's like when things started going south, because it looked like I was just there by myself. When I came to the original plan was coming to the bar to see him, to meet with him, catch up. And
what part of Colombia is this?
We were in Medellin.
Medellin, okay.
Yes. And then from there, I was sitting at a table. It was getting kind of awkward to the point where it's just like, okay, it's just me at this table. I'm by myself. I'm going to give him like 5 more minutes for him to come over to my table and like catch up, like the original plan. And 5 minutes went by. I went to the bathroom. I come back and there's a few people at my table. And I sit at my table and I start interacting with them. And then it was just a normal night. And then suddenly I start feeling a little bit weird and I start questioning like, oh, how many drinks did I really have? What did I eat? I'm thinking in my head going back in my day, like, why am I feeling like this? I started feeling a little bit tipsy really, really fast. And then from there, all I remember is like bits and pieces. I remember getting walked down the stairs. And at this point in time, somebody's holding like my elbow. So I'm thinking, okay, like they're helping me. Maybe I'm a little bit too intoxicated, but I only had like 3 drinks. So that's why I'm questioning in my head, like, why do I feel like this? Then from there, they walk me out. I'm like,
and you're a big guy. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Okay, yeah. So you're still 3 drinks. You're good.
Yeah. So Okay. Exactly. I thought I would be fine. I mean, it has been a while at that point in time since I drank. So I was just thinking, oh my gosh, like it hit me a little harder than I thought. But then I go outside, I get walked outside. So I'm at this point, I'm thinking they're helping me. And then they walk me about 50 to 100 yards away from the actual bar. And then the people that were walking with me kind of separate. And then it's just me by myself. So I'm walking back to the bar, like where I see lights, and the only place that I knew about. And then I was going to call an Uber. And prior to me getting back to the bar, that's when I got jumped. I got beat up. I got robbed. I don't remember a lot of things. All I remember was waking up the next day and I was in the hospital. And all I had was my underwear and my t-shirt. And I was wearing a white t-shirt and my t-shirt was completely red and brown from like the mud and blood. So I woke up. I was devastated. I didn't even know what happened. At that point, I'm still kind of under the influence of whatever drug they used to drug me. I try to like skirt out and run out the hospital. Then I get stopped by one of the guards. And the guards tells me like, no, slow down. Like you can't leave. We have a description of a missing person and you fit the description. And from there, I get picked up by one of the cops, and one of the cops like knows what he takes me back to my Airbnb. And then from there, I was asleep for like 24 hours straight after I got back to my Airbnb.
Jeez, Wilco.
That is a crazy story.
I have a lot of questions. Okay. So and they took your phone's gone, right? They take your phone?
They took everything. Like everything you could think of. They took my chains, my earrings. They even went as far as taking out my nose ring. So they took everything. I lost my wallet, my phone, everything that I had on me. Luckily, I do share my location with some of my family members. So my parents were contacting me. They couldn't get a hold of me. Then they started calling the Colombia embassy. And that's my parents were the one who started filing a missing report from all the way from Michigan. And they were worried. Luckily, they had my location, so they were able to see. I was able to call them back after I got to my Airbnb, told them I was safe, told them I was good. And then after that, I slept for 24 hours straight and don't remember much of it.
Jesus, I love the way you end it. Like, and then I went to sleep for a full day. This guy, your buddy or was your friend. So he was a realtor also in Florida going out there to look at real estate, or was he a buyer?
No. So the coworker that I went with is a realtor. The guy that I met at the bar was my ex-college teammate. So we were just catching up.
So I missed that part.
He was living there.
He lives there, yeah. So we were just kind of catching up.
So then do you think he set you up? I mean, it sounds like he set you up.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say he set me up, but it was kind of weird that even after all that happened, like if you're my friend and I invite you out, by the end of the night, I'm making sure, hey, did you get home? How'd you get home? Are you okay? And I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any, hey, how did you make it home? Where'd you go? Or how was your night? It was just, I got that 2 weeks later after the reports started coming out that, oh, this is what happened to Will. And then 2 weeks later is when I started to notice, like, oh, now he's hitting me up, asking me what happened that night type of thing.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends.
In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus, that's crazy. So after you go to sleep for 24 hours, what's the plan? Did you have your passport? Did you at least have your passport?
I did have my passport. I left my passport in the Airbnb, so I was able to get back with my passport. I was supposed to stay there for like a day or two more. My parents were not having that, so they booked me a flight straight home the very next day. And then I flew back into Florida. And as soon as I flew into Florida, my parents came and they were just trying to be there for me. I had a lot of injuries on my body, but it was more traumatizing mentally than physical. It was just more like I've never been in the state where I didn't have control of the situation. And
yeah,
I was outnumbered. Even though I speak Spanish, I felt like a foreigner. I felt like I stood out. It was really devastating. It was sad. It took me a little while to work through the obstacles mentally, but I ended up working through it. My family was there. My close friends were there, and I figured it out.
Wow. Well, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I mean, I can't even imagine how traumatizing that would be for you and for your family. Like, your poor parents, like, must have also been so terrified. How long ago was this?
This was in April. I think it was around Easter weekend. So it was in April.
Jeez.
Sometime in April.
So paradise must have been a breeze.
You know? Paradise. After that, paradise was just like, okay, I can deal with anything. Paradise was just also a way for me to like escape the real world and focus on my love life. There's a lot of times where with moving from Michigan to Florida, having a career change and trying to focus on your career, you kind of forget about your love life, or you forget to date, or you're too busy to date, or you're just trying to get settled in into your new state. So paradise was just exactly what I needed at that point in time.
Yeah. Sounds like that. That's wild, wild story. And I'm very, very happy that you made it out okay. For paradise, how did you prep? Like what was your mindset going into paradise?
So after the incident, I did take a little bit of therapy just to work through my mental aspect of it. But as far as prepping, I hit the gym hard, make sure I was tan, make sure I had a nice tan going into the beach in Mexico. What else? I talked to Brandon Jones. I talked to Daniel Tully. So some of these guys are from my season, Michelle's season. And those were the guys that were kind of hyping me up, getting me mentally prepared, telling me that I can do this, telling me that I deserve this. So I really appreciate those two guys. Those are two of my best friends still from this day, from Michelle's season. And those are the guys that amped me up and made me feel like I was ready for it all.
What kind of advice did they give you?
Daniel's advice was be you, explore, and have fun with it. Brandon's advice was a little bit more conservative. He was telling me to be myself. He was telling me to really explore my options. and talk to as many people, get to know as many people as I can, and just have fun with it. Just have fun with it, and see who's my match, see who matches with me.
I wish somebody, I want somebody to be like, just don't be yourself. Just fake who you are as a person before you go in. Were there any girls that you had in mind going into, anyone you were hoping to see?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a few girls that I definitely wanted to see. My list going into Paradise was Kylie, Mercedes, and Olivia. That was my list. But obviously, once you get to the beach, you see other girls there that you weren't expecting. You meet other girls in person and you're like, oh, I didn't know she was this sweet. Or you don't know what people are like until you meet them in person. So I had a pretty open mind. Those were the three that just kind of drew my attention just from their season or from their cast photos, but didn't know them personally. But once I got to the beach, there were several other girls that I was just intrigued in, had a few conversations, and was really looking to get to know them on a deeper level.
You were the only, we're only talking what we know, which is cast photos. We know who's there day one. You're the only guy from your season, correct? You don't have any, do you have any prior relationships on the beach?
For the first day.
Yeah.
No. So yeah, that was a little bit crazy for me. So I get there and all the guys that I'm seeing are new faces to me, is a whole bunch of guys from charity season. I walk in and I'm shaking hands and you could tell they're already buddy buddy. There's a lot of cliques already from their season. And I'm kind of just the outcast. I'm just the only guy from my season. And I'm just roaming around trying to shake hands, trying to see who I know, asking them for inside scoop, who should I stay away from, who's a cool guy, and that type of stuff. But overall, all the guys from charity season were very welcoming towards me.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's not a bad position to be in, because every time I've gone to Paradise twice, and because of both my situations, I've never been close with any of the guys when I first get there, which, you know, actually allows you to talk more with the women.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of the time the guys kind of buddy-buddy when they go together. They're like, my boys, like, we're back on the beach together. And, like, kind of forget about the girls for a hot second. Whereas I feel like a lot of the time when guys come down, yes, you want to get to know the guys, but you're also, like, everyone's equal playing field. Like, you're also trying to get to know these girls.
Absolutely. And I do think that played in my favor. Being the only guy there from my season, because like you said, I spent a lot more time getting to know the girls. But it's always good to have a buddy that you can rely on. Like, what do you see? Because it's always, you get in different situations in Paradise that sometimes you do need a shoulder to lean on or somebody to talk to, like, hey, have you talked to that girl? What are your type of feels for that girl? Is she in it for me or is she in it to just get a rose type of thing? So, I did like that I didn't have my buddies, because I feel like last season it would have been a lot of bro time for me, where this season I was able to focus more on my love connections and really explore.
Yeah.
What were you most nervous about going in?
Most nervous? Prior to Paradise, I thought there was going to be like a lot of leads there. And obviously, like, I feel like a lot of the leads have a little bit more experience with the whole process of the show. But the leads that I did meet when I was there, they were not like I thought they would be. They were super nice, super kind. They were there when I had tough times. So yeah, it was a breath of fresh air to meet all the leads that were there and then have them be this cool and have them be this genuine towards everyone. So
what do you mean leads? Like Rachel?
Leads like former bachelorettes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You thought that you thought going into this, there was going to be a lot of them down there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of like,
oh,
I remember they were like,
yeah, yeah. Okay, like, so I guess there was a lot of talk. Okay.
There was a lot of talk. A lot of leads were going to be down there. So I was just like, oh, they're vets. I mean, I was part of the show, but I went home week four, and to have a full season and know how everything works is just a little bit different. And you kind of get nervous. I mean, as a guy, when you're walking up to a previous lead, you're like, okay, how is she going to take this? Like, she had 30 options. What was going to make me the option that she wants, type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Huh.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anything... I don't want to dig into Michelle's season, but is there anything you wish you would have did differently?
In Michelle's season, I feel like in Michelle's season, I let a lot of little things rattle me up too much, where I feel like in Paradise, I was aware of that and I was more level-headed. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of emotions. I'm a guy that wears his emotions on his sleeve. You're going to see a lot of my emotions, but... I would say that I didn't let those little things rattle me up like I did in Michelle's season.
Do you still have the Top Gun jacket?
I do. I do.
You
still have the Top Gun. Yeah, I do.
I would keep that for sure.
For the listeners, in case you didn't watch Michelle's season, Will won a Top Gun jacket on a Top Gun group date on Michelle's season. And there was a little bit of drama around it. So I'm glad you still have the jacket.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually a nice jacket. Like, I actually wear it out sometimes.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually very nice. Yeah.
I do want to ask you a more serious question before we jump into a game. You had mentioned that you got a therapist and you're in for essentially what happened to you in Colombia. But do you think talking to a therapist prior to going on Paradise, do you think that made you more readily available as a partner, or did you discuss that at all?
Absolutely. Yeah, I talked with my therapist about all kinds of things. I just felt like I had a mental block of just being around big crowds of people after coming from Colombia back home to Florida. So I just needed to break away from that barrier of like, okay, if I'm in a large group of people, someone's looking to harm me type of thing. And that's kind of like mentality that I had. I was in the house a lot. I didn't really want to go to a lot of networking events or work events. And it was kind of hindering my career. So it's just like, I needed to work through it. I needed to work through it with my friends, my family, and a therapist. And the therapist really got me ready to be open again, to have drinks in public. We know in Paradise, the cocktails are flying around. So it was good to really speak it through and see it through and be open and ready for Paradise. And I felt ready and open at Paradise.
Nice.
That's amazing. Nice. Good for you. Getting help's not always easy. Okay, let's jump into something a little more fun and light. We're going to do a rapid fire question game. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Joe, do you want to do this?
I'll do it.
All right.
Are you more of an introvert or extrovert?
Introvert.
What is your go-to Paradise cocktail?
Wells had this drink called the Wells Special. I don't remember.
Was it tequila, cucumber,
yes,
soda,
yes,
like Sprite, like a mix of like something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So
yes, I used to get that too.
It was very refreshing every time he made it. At first, if he wasn't at the bar, I would just get tequila and soda or anything along those lines. But then once I figured out the Wells Special, that was my go-to.
Nice.
I love that one.
What is the first thing you would buy if you won the lottery?
I would buy my mom a mansion.
Nice. What is your go-to pump-up song?
My go-to pump-up song.
This question
is a hard question.
Everyone.
Yeah. I don't even know what I would say.
It all depends what I'm getting pumped up for. If it's like
let's start this here. This is you getting pumped up to go into Paradise to talk to some single girls.
Yes.
I think at that point in time, it was Drake, Rescue Me.
Okay. Nice. What is one item on your bucket list?
One item on what?
Your bucket list.
I'm really afraid of heights. So I think this would be really hard for me to do. So skydiving.
You want to skydive?
I really want to skydive, but I'm really afraid of heights. Like, I get sick on planes. That was another thing that happened in Michelle's season on the little G4
Yes,
Vortex.
That was on the Top Gun date.
Yeah,
on the Top Gun date. So I think I want to try at least once. I want to go skydiving at least once.
I did it, and I'm like you. I get sick. I get nauseous. I don't like heights. I did it, and I regret doing it.
You regret doing it. Oh man.
Yeah. Once I was done, I was like, oh, why did I do that? I was nauseous the whole time. I was nauseous when I got down. I didn't enjoy myself. I hated it.
He also gets motion sickness.
Did you take Dramamine or anything prior to it? Oh, okay.
No.
I feel like you gotta take like two gravels or two Dramamines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your love language?
Quality time for sure.
Do you have any deal breakers when it comes to dating?
Deal breakers. Somebody that's not secure in who they are.
Okay. Who was the first concert you ever attended?
The first concert. Ooh, I have to. It was J. Cole back when he was still doing like college tours, and it was at Western Michigan University.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
What is your favorite dessert?
Cheesecake.
Most important item to bring to paradise?
Sunscreen.
What is one word to describe this upcoming season of paradise?
Wild. Wild. Yeah.
You know what? We've done three interviews so far and everyone's had a different word. Which
really?
I like.
I think that's how I described our season as wild.
Wild? Yeah.
Will, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Don't miss the season premiere of Bachelor in Paradise on Thursday, September 28th at 9, 8 Central on ABC. And then you can stream it the next day on Hulu.
Yes. Will, thank you so much for coming on today, for your vulnerability and telling us your story. We're so excited to watch you on Paradise this season. It's going to be so much fun. And make sure to tune in to new episodes of Bachelor Happy Hour every week. We're going to have some great guests on. We've got all kinds of exclusive interviews coming up, so don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks again, everyone, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys for having me.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.